For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is part two of a discussion I had with the former governor of Minnesota, Mr. Jesse Ventura.
Let's venture out and say drug testing for a moment. Excuse me, if they want to enter my house, they have to get a search warrant and have probable cause. How can we allow them to enter our bodies without a search warrant or probable cause? What the whole war on drugs has done, it's created a new element of criminals. It's filled our prisons up with nonviolent offenders. While we sit and let child molesters run free, we put drug users behind bars. And it's kind of, how do you commit a crime against yourself? And that's in essence what they're saying, that you're committing a crime against yourself. Now, if somebody uses drugs and robs the bank, then prosecute them for bank robbery. I don't care what motivated them to do it. If they were under the influence, tough luck. Prosecute them for what they do wrong. But to me, how can a free country, a free place, tell you what you cannot take or use?
In this time of terror, so to speak, we waste $70 billion a year on law enforcement, I hear. We give $400 to $500 billion to the terrorists, the cartels, and the street gangs to provide us with recreational drugs. Let's talk about the economic impact.
Well, the economic impact is simple. Legalize them and tax them. The same we do with tobacco, the same we do with alcohol. Then you can take that money that you get, that it brings, and you can actually use that money to cure. You can use that money to help solve the problem of drug addiction. And rather than now, today, they take it from the general fund and do it. This way, let the drugs themselves pay for the problem. It will work a whole lot better.
Several of the ex-drug czars, including Robert DuPont, make their living these days as a major stockholder of these urine companies and touring the nation, calling for daily urine tests of every child. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's horrible. Like I said, we live in a country where if they were to enter your house, they have to go to a judge, they have to have probable cause and get a search warrant. How is your house more sacred than your body? And not only that, but what else are they checking for? When they do a drug test, they may tell you they're checking for drugs, but they may find out through that test that maybe you're a borderline diabetic. Maybe you're this or that, and you could lose a job over that. Over the fact that, well, maybe they find out that there's something, that you have a health problem or something, and they don't want to hire you because of that. I think drug testing, again, it's a violation of our civil rights.
During their visit to the University of Houston, Governor Ventura said that if Kinky Friedman gets elected governor of Texas, that Jesse will run for president. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.